General Jojo spoke again, and this time his voice was calm. "That's what most of us indigenes in the oil-producing area in this country called life for so many years. We grew up in squalid ghettos by the urban waterside and watched our parents live out their days in abject poverty on the fringes of life. Because the makeshift huts you just saw can only contain 3 or 4 people. The heat inside is unbearable, and anyone who finds an alternative for the night has done the others a favor. Just imagine going on for years on end, father, mother, and 4 or more children crammed in that 4x4 space with a dirty curtain demarcating the bed from the sitting area, so parents can have their privacy in the night." He stopped and lit another cigarette, then continued. "No TV, no air conditioner, and food is cooked in the open passage, and eating most times standing." He shook his head and looked back. "Tamuno, what a life." I kept quiet. General Jojo cleared his throat and continued speaking. His voice cracked with emotion. "I watched 3 of my siblings die in that dump. Because you couldn't afford proper medical care. And the malaria drug my father bought on credit was fake. Just ordinary colored chalk. We took their corpses in cartons, the cemetery, and buried them in a dishonorable way. I watched my father bend with the burden of poverty." His father had been the driver of an abusive young expatriate worker in an oil company. "Each day, my dad returned. He narrated his ordeal at the man's hands. Verbal assaults had never ceased, which sparked my revulsion and desire to have nothing to do with this country. One day, I couldn't stomach it anymore. Barely 20. I confronted the fellow and things degenerated. I gave him the beating of his life. And received mine at the police station later. They detained me for almost a month. They beat me morning and night. And of course, my parents were too poor to pay the 50,000 naira gift to bail me. So the police kept me for fun and released me when they had fresh prospects with more cash potential. Something snapped inside of me when I was there, and I swore never to be poor again. No matter the alternatives, I must make money.